Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1274 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. I, 232 ahead. I know Matthews, the motorman. I have ridden in with him when he was ahead of time several times. Cross-examination. It is against the rules to come in ahead of time and also to come in behind time. They punish you for either one. W. M. Matthews, sworn for the state in rebuttal. I have talked with this man, Dobbs, W. C., but I don't know what I talked about. I have never told him or anybody that I saw Mary Fagan get off the car with George Epps at the corner of Marietta and Broad. It has been 2 years since I have been tried for an offense in this court. Cross-examination. I was acquitted by the jury. I had to kill a man on my car who assaulted me. W.C. Dobbs, sworn for the state in rebuttal. Motorman Matthews told me 2 or 3 days after the murder that Mary Fagan and George Epps got on his car together and left at Marietta and Broad St. Cross-examination. Sergeant Dobbs is my father. W.W. Rogers, sworn for the state in rebuttal. On Sunday morning after the murder, I tried to go up the stairs leading from the basement up to the next floor. The door was fastened down. The staircase was very dusty, like it had been some little time since it had been swept. There was a little mound of shavings right where the chute came down on the basement floor. The bin was about 1.5 feet from the chute. Sergeant L.S. Dobbs, sworn for the state in rebuttal. I saw Mr. Rogers on Sunday go to get in that back door leading up from basement and rear of factory. There were cobwebs and dust there. The door was closed. O. Tillander, sworn for the state in rebuttal. Mr. Graham and I went to the pencil factory on April 26th, about 12:20. We went in from the street and looked around, and I found a...